What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin on the ones and twos. We are old school, getting live here at 1040 O Street. We always get excited when I get special guests coming in. We got Dr. Dan Finn. And listen, I'm going to tell you a story about how I met Dr. Finn. This on a humbug, right? Out there on the golf course. And when you meet doctors, I'm always like, all right, man, I'm not going to tell them about my issues. But then fell into it that I let them know that it'd be great for them to support us at The Ticket, which they do at Advanced Medical Imaging, located at 7601 Pioneers Boulevard. But then also do a great job of helping broke down humans like myself. Without further ado, welcome, Dr. Finn.
Thank you. Yeah. It's an honor to be here. This is crazy.
Well, listen, man, we're just talking a little bit of injuries and stuff. What you do is a lot more important for our fans out there, for our ticket listeners. Tell us exactly what your specialty is at AMI.
So I'm a neuroradiologist, so brain and spine imaging.
Yeah, so right there. So I started out with the foot guy. You'll be seeing me here pretty soon. For people out there that don't understand what a stinger is, right? Because they see them. And, you know, when you watch football games and you see it a little bit more in basketball now with the way they collide, you see them shake their arms out. Talk just for the uneducated mind, explain the initial trauma and what a stinger is. And then I got plenty of questions after that.
Yeah, it's a, think of it like a funny bone.
Right.
Of the neck. So everybody's hit their elbow on the table. And your hand goes numb, right? Lasts for several minutes. That's the same physiologic process that happens in the cervical spine when you get a stinger. And so what's happening is you have a spinal canal that's protected by a ring of bone. But when you take a certain hit, the bones move in a way where the spinal cord actually gets bumped. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't. Imagine you ever had a exposed nerve on your tooth, how sensitive that can be.
Yeah.
The funny bone on your elbow, the peroneal nerve on the outside of your lower leg.
Right.
Watch UFC fights.
Yeah.
You ever see guys take a kick to the outside of the leg? That'll end some fights because their foot will drop. It's the funny bone of the leg. So a stinger is the same process.
Probably the same.
Yep.
Now I know this for myself because I've had tons of them. Talk about the grades of, I call them stingers. Like I used to call it like a drive-by where you just graze somebody and it lights you up a little bit. But then I've had a couple where they actually burn and hurt versus just kind of tingle a little bit.
Yeah, so everything is a...
you got to get up closer to the mic.
Get up there. Yeah. Everything's a sliding scale.
Right. So
from minor to severe. And Miner's going to be just bumping the nerve, and the nerves are so sensitive. You don't think so because they're so well protected. But the severity goes from just a temporary tingle throughout your body. And in the most severe case, you can have spinal cord hemorrhage. You usually see that in high impact trauma, like a motor vehicle collision. But one of the things that can happen with athletes like yourself is over time, you can have degenerative disease of the bone.
Right.
So the bone wants to heal itself. When it fractures, it knows that it's fractured, and it will form new bone. But when you have repetitive spinal trauma, it causes inflammation from time to time, and the bone doesn't have its own brain, so it thinks it's been injured. And what does it do to repair itself? It grows more bone to protect itself. These are, you know, commonly called as bone spurs.
Sure.
And they start growing into the spinal canal, narrowing the spinal canal, and making it therefore easier the next time you get hit.
Right.
So that's why you don't see guys making big hits with long careers.
Right.
Because their bone literally it narrows the spinal canal such that the next time they get a hit, it's going
to
be worse.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to ask you about it, because we talked to, I know with the concussions, I always felt like you could, if you don't let it recover, you kind of can keep getting them more frequent. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing when you are treating somebody that might have stingers? You got to take the certain amount of time off.
Yep.
Because if you come back too quick, then it'll be just like what you just said.
Yeah. It might be a little different in the brain. Because the spinal cord nerves are just for basically transmission only.
Sure.
And the nerves, the neurons in the brain are for communication between themselves. But yeah, if you get a bad Charlie horse on your leg, you know, it is more prone to injury. If you get an MCL sprain, you're probably not going back on the field.
Right.
You know, and if you do, it's, you know, Super Bowl, Game 7, World Series. And it's the same with a neuron. So there's metabolic stress that happens after the injury,
right,
and leaves it more prone to further injuries if you don't let it recover.
What's your, there's a thing, spinal stenosis. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. And is that something you're born with or something that you develop?
Can be both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're born with it, does that make you more, I guess, susceptible to spinal cord injuries and stuff like that?
Yeah. People can have spinal canals that are just more spacious.
Right.
And just like you're taller than me, you're bigger than me, and spines are built differently. And you can be born with a narrow spinal canal,
right,
which can contribute to spinal stenosis. And it's unfortunate because we all get some sort of degenerative disease of the spine.
Sure.
You know, the L5-S1, that supports half your body weight.
It's right.
A squishy little disc.
Yeah.
And over time, that is going to wear down. And if you're born with a smaller canal from birth, you're going to be more prone to spinal stenosis.
Now to the lower extremities. Talk about the neck, obviously, is one thing. That kind of goes down your arms and your fingers and stuff like that. But then in your lower extremities, down the side of your legs, which I have, talk about where that comes from. And that is the pretty much the same thing, but at the lower?
Yeah. If it's coming from spinal stenosis in your back, then absolutely that can be. But you can have a peripheral nerve of your leg that can be affected, but most commonly it's going to be a pinched nerve in your back that's going to your leg.
Right.
Because there's several, you know, from L2-3 all the way down to S1. So you have several nerves that can be affected, and any one of those, if you pinch any one of those, it's going to give you pain down your legs, and can feel like it's in the back of your glute, side of your thigh, back of your calf, and all the way down to your foot.
And normally, obviously, you got two people in here that have had.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Various injuries. For our fans out there, talk about the recovery time frame on a, say, like a bulging disc nerve damage, just for people so they know that, just because obviously you said it's sooner or later it's going to get, you know, everybody out there.
Well, one of the things that maybe people that's not common knowledge is that there's an inflammatory component to a protruding disc. So, and I've had this myself, when you get that initial disc herniation, just like any other damage in the body, it's going to inflame. And so it's not just a disc bulge pushing on the nerve. It can be the inflammation associated with it that's inflaming the nerve next to it. So, you know, just like, let's go back to the tooth analogy. You have sore gums or a tooth that's has a cavity or something. It's going to inflame the tissues around it. It makes it everything more sore. And I told you how the nerves are so sensitive, but they're just so protected. So you can have an initial disc bulge, pinches the nerve, and it can actually get better over time. You give it a period of months, and that inflammation can go down. The disc can regress in size, and you can actually live with that. But you got to be careful not to inflame it again.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, not every time that you have a disc herniation in the acute setting, that's not a lifelong prognosis of pain.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I felt that was interesting is when you start discussing a disc fusion, which you hear about a lot. Obviously, playing football, it happens a lot, both sometimes when you're playing and then more often after you're playing. People don't realize when you get a fused disc, generally, what is it, the one in the above it and the below it start to give out a little bit? So explain the reason why that, because most people think you go and you get somewhat, I guess, repaired or fixed or tuned up, as we like used to say. But then you're going to be back in there getting tuned up again based on an original tune-up.
So you have multiple vertebral bodies throughout your cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Each one has a little bit of wiggle room. And you combine that, you know, you have 7 cervical, 12 thoracic, 5 lumbar. And each one has a little bit of motion, so you can bend, you can twist. But if you fuse one of those levels, now you're amplifying the motion next to it. So now you have less degrees of freedom. And so with more motion applied to above and below, like you said, it's going to cause more wear and tear.
I'm a member of the spinal fusion club, along with having fractures at the same time, and the surgery and they botched the surgery. My recovery was 9 months of just displacement, and then trying to get flexible, trying to get mobile again, I had to learn to walk again, and that whole process. What is the thing that I try to tell people that stretching for me is the greatest comfort that I get each day, is just stretching. Is that mental or is that actually physically helping?
Man, you guys got cameras in my house? I have the same thing too. So are you talking about stretching your lower extremities?
Yeah.
So if the muscles of your legs get too tight, they're actually fighting the posture muscles that support the pelvis. And you can have something called anterior pelvic tilt. And long story short, when your hamstrings get too tight, it's going to pull your pelvis down, and the muscles in your lower back are going to fight them and be pulling up. And you get into, you can have back spasms. And just, imagine if you're just holding a weight for a long time, that muscle's going to get tired. And these muscles don't have a choice. It's a reflex. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. So if you don't stretch, that tightness is going to be a chronic contraction of those lower back muscles, which can be extremely painful, mm-hmm. extremely painful. And so like yourself, I stretch every night, and it helps a lot. And when I don't do it, I pay for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the thing. You hope that the folks who are listening, when your body tells you to stretch, absolutely. Like for me, I thought some of it was mental, that just the idea that I was doing this physical thing would make me feel better. And that was what was causing it, but it actually makes a difference. And you have to keep saying it.
I didn't believe it even through med school until I got old.
yeah. No, it's a thing.
One more question, Doc, before we let you go. I want to ask you, you know, for somebody that's gonna take the leap and get a fusion. I've been fighting it, but the fight is done. I won't be like anybody, like one of my former teammates, throw up my hands and leave town when I'm done fighting the fight. I'm gonna fight the fight, right? That's a little jab at Trev. But anyways, what's the realistic rehab process? And I'm only asking for everybody that knows me, right? How long am I going to be in a bad mood? And you know what? Wow. Listen, they're going to hold you accountable to this now. You know I'm going to be a bear. So I just want to I'm just trying to figure out how long Austin, DP, and everybody's life is going to be miserable.
Please say 0 days. Please. Mm-mm. Please.
Thankfully, Lincoln has a lot of great neurosurgeons.
Right.
Some good friends of mine. No, I mean, you're looking at weeks, maybe a few months.
That's not 0 days, Doc.
Can we do it in the winter so we can still golf?
That's the plan. But I can't get can't get to the winter until we discuss the band-aids that we need to get me there.
You'd have to do it in April.
Doc, we have to get a regimen going.
No.
Of cortisone shots. We gotta get started.
That's now, not gonna help you.
Well, I need it.
Most surgeons will actually try to avoid the surgery until that's the last resort.
Yeah, we're there, but if you want these guys to have a fruitful spring and summer.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Personally. Austin left town for a week for a couple days because he had to get away from me. DP has decided to start calling Supernova games with Coach Bird that's coming in here because I've been a bear, man. I can't operate. I can't function. So we got to talk offline. We got to get a game plan. My feet are okay, decent right now. But you got to get my back together.
We'll work on it.
All right, man. We appreciate you coming in. This is Dr. Finn, Dan Finn, Advanced Medical Imaging, located 7601 Pioneers Boulevard. Go see them. They do a great job. Got two great doctors, Dr. Finn, excuse me. he's about to be a coach. He's going to coach me through stuff. And Dr. Raz, we appreciate them coming in. Old school, Jay Foreman, Austin, and Dr. Finn. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.